Remember, Jesus said that unless we become like little children, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. So I want to begin this morning's homily with a knock-knock joke, but that means you've got to participate, okay? So, knock-knock. Yeah. Yahoo! I am just as psyched to be with you. Okay, it's not the greatest joke, but it has a point that Jesus gives his version of a knock-knock joke in today's gospel. But it has a profound depth to it that we only see in relation to this passage as a whole. You know, sometimes people can think, so ask, it will be given. Seek, you will find. Knock, the door will be opened to you. And we think, well, we pray and we ask for all sorts of things. And at times it just seems that that door stays shut, that the gift is not given. And we wonder, what in the world does this passage of Holy Scripture mean? And of course, what our Lord is wanting to emphasize in this text is our hearts and our lives desiring to be conformed more and more to the very heart of God. And so what Jesus is really getting at is if we ask, if we seek, if we knock, so that we are conformed more to Jesus in this life, he truly will answer that prayer. But there is something very significant about this. It requires a perseverance and an intentionality that also recognizes that there is a goal that is to be the result of living with this kind of purposeful and focused life. And it comes right at the end of today's gospel. In everything you do to others, do as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets. So in other words, if you ask, if you seek, if you truly knock to live out the golden rule, you will be changed. And we will be able to live the kind of life that, as Jesus says, is summarized by the golden rule, but points to all of the law, the first five books of the Old Testament, and all of the prophets. It's so appropriate that our first reading for this morning is taken from the book of Esther, because Esther epitomizes what it is to live out the golden rule. She lived at a time where an evil Persian by the name of Haman wanted to exercise the extermination of the Jewish people. That there was a genocide that he wanted to see take place on a certain day throughout the empire, and all of the Jews were to be killed. So do you know what Esther does? She invites Haman and her husband, who happens to be King Ahasuerus, to a banquet. And she treats this arch enemy with love, in a sense, in respect, and dines with him. And as the story continues to unfold, Haman's evil machinations are discovered, and he is executed on the very gallows that he had in mind for Esther's uncle, Mordecai, and there is a resolution to the story. But at the very heart of Esther's life was her determination to live a life of prayer. And so for us, as we think about what it is to be people who during this Lenten season are wanting to grow in holiness, to live out the golden rule is one of the most difficult things to do. Because we all have this tendency to sink down to the lowest common denominator. If someone insults us, I get upset, and my tendency emotionally is just to react and to insult them back. If someone does me a wrong turn, my natural tendency is to want to do the same to them. But what Jesus invites us into is a life where we are discovering that the way we treat people is not primarily determined by how they treat us. the way we treat people is primarily determined by the way God treats me. And if I come to a deeper appreciation of how in my life the Lord God exercises the golden rule, so too in turn I should seek the same for others. So when Jesus says, ask and it will be given you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you, he wants us to discover more and more that it is in our interpersonal relationships, one with another, that he truly wants us to grow in fulfilling the Father's will and to treat others as we would be treated. Because when I, by the grace of God, get to heaven's gates and I say, knock, knock, and St. Peter says, who's there? And I say, it's me. And St. Peter says, me who? And I say, well, St. Peter, it's me, Jonathan. I tried to learn to live my life, to love in the way Jesus asked me to. And then my hope and prayer is that the door will be opened. Because, of course, in heaven, everywhere, and always, the golden rule is lived out. May we be inspired this day to live with purpose and with generosity and love.